For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The blame game.
You gotta love these idiots.
Republicans lay the blame at the feet of Joe Biden.
Donald Trump.
Don't blame us.
It just keeps happening.
Sound off.
The country is going insane.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy is here. And it's your turn now. Time for What's Bugging You, where you call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Ready to call? 877-975-9825. And Kevin, what's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is they think they would give Trump better security, but they just don't want to do that because, you know, they couldn't get rid of him in the courts. They couldn't get rid of him, you know, trying to let him not vote, be on the voter ballot or whatever. So I think what Trump needs to do is to get himself some ex-Navy SEALs as his private security force, and then we won't have a problem with him taking out, because the SEALs will take out the bastards that try to take him out.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jack. What's bugging you?
You know, what's bugging me is that we need a congressional investigation into BlackRock Investments and how they had an idea to short Donald Trump's media group stocks days before his assassination attempt. I mean, and this so-said 20-year-old shooter was also in a BlackRock commercial. I mean, little too convenient if you ask me.
Yeah, no, that's a crazy story. Their answer to that was, oh, that whole buy, I think it's called a put or something. It's like a sell short, it's or like an insurance policy. If Trump had gotten killed, that stock would have tanked or whatever, and it would have paid off some horrendous amount of money. Unbelievable. And yeah, the kid being in the commercial, I mean, it was just a glimpse, a cameo, but yeah, that's a weird story.
Freaky, yeah, it is freaky.
And they're trying to write it off as like that was a bookkeeping error, that was this or that was that. That's one that's going to be tough to dig mm-hmm. deep into, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is in regards to the Cheadle Secret Service security massive failure. It seems malicious and intentful, and I think Cheadle is being so stubborn about resigning that because she wants another shot at finishing the job with regards to Trump.
God, I hope that's not true. I just think there's an arrogance that mm-hmm. the far left Marxist kind of that they look at the Mayorkas. I mean, he doesn't mind. He'll take all kinds of heat. He'll lie right in your face. Doesn't bother him mm-hmm. at all. Doesn't faze him.
No.
And he's the boss over her.
See, there you go.
Right. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And Tony, what's bugging you?
I watched the Cheadle hearing yesterday, and there's a couple of Democrats who are trying to insinuate that if it were not for the fact that the 20-year-old had access to an AR-15, you know, maybe her job wouldn't be as hard. They were actually pushing in this roundabout way for gun control, and I thought that was disgusting. And then one person there basically said, you know, well, we still don't know why this young man attacked Trump. Well, let me just educate that person. For 8 years, you've been telling everybody how evil he is. And even today, they're still talking about MAGA extremists and how we're going to do all this, and you know everything. When are Democrats really going to understand they're the ones that have been inciting everybody, they're still inciting violence, they don't want to quit, and of course their go-to answer is, it's the gun. No, idiot, it's the wind-up toys that you have wound up with your hateful rhetoric, and now the chickens have come home to roost.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Biden's still saying, despite the fact that they're toning down the rhetoric that Trump's a threat to our country.
Yeah, he's a threat to the country and democracy, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Nostradamus was bugging you.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I watched the hearings yesterday with Cheadle, and I highly recommend that if you only watch part of it, just watch the women, the Republican women who questioned Cheadle, and you'll find out what really is going on. But, you know, she told Cheadle told Pierre Thomas in a one-on-one interview that the reason she didn't have snipers on that roof is because it was too sloped. And that was brought up in that hearing yesterday, and they said, do you stick to that story? And she changed it, and she said, well, I'll just say that there was overwatch, because she was under oath yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She said there's overwatch, but she wouldn't define what that was. We know nobody was on the water tower, so it would lead to either drones, fixed wing aircraft, or helicopters, but she would not, she wouldn't say what that was. And it still doesn't really help her case. Pam, what's bugging you?
Well, I know that you guys have probably already addressed this, but this is my first day back. And so if Kamala Harris is able to become the nominee, she will be a presidential nominee that has never been voted for by the people. She dropped out before the primaries when she was running, when she was debating Biden. She was appointed vice president, and now she's going to be appointed presidential candidate. So none of the people have voted for her. Not the, I don't care about the delegates. The American people did not vote for her.
No, that's a good point. Sort of what would we call that, the Gerald Ford effect? Tom, what's bugging you?
Hey, the thing's bugging me is when Cheadle was hired, they probably had a job description for her. And I'm not kidding about this. I'm serious. She probably sat down with the president and the whole staff there. Well, you know, you've got to run the Secret Service that has always been run. Need to change the whole flavor of the Secret Service. We need to hire a bunch of women. We need to hire a bunch of minorities who previously didn't have the cut for whatever reason, physical, test scores. That is your main priority, next to protecting the president. So she was doing her job, and as a result of her doing her job the way she was hired, this is the result. So I wouldn't blame her much as the people who hired her and the directives she was given.
Well, it's possible, but I think that was all part of the whole package going in. But anyway, let's go to Jerry. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I was going to echo what that other previous caller said about the Democrats, in an effort to save democracy, have short-circuited the whole Democratic primary process and the will of the people for a primary candidate to be vetted. Kamala Harris was not; did not do that. They did not do that in the election of 2020 with Biden, where he hid in his basement. They did not do that in 2016 with Hillary Clinton when they sort of nominated her.
Yeah, and so, but they'll be called out on it by MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, The New York Times, right? They'll be called out, right?
No.
Yeah, maybe
I think
not.
The one that felt the burn a couple of times was Bernie. He got...
there you go.
He got burned.
He got whacked.
He did.
In a way.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, Michael Moore has advice for Joe Biden. No, it doesn't have anything to do with a new cheeseburger recipe or anything like that. It's coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.